The Sycamore Land Trust is hiring a new staff member. The conservation-focused nonprofit began in Bloomington in 1990. Now the Land Trust covers 26 counties across Indiana. According to Sycamore Land Trust website, sycamorelandtrust.org, the organization aims to build an appreciation for nature and to protect land for a healthier Hoosier landscape. Sycamore Land Trust Communications Director Abby Hinkle says the organization grew from a handful of volunteers to over 1,000 current members. Hinkle says that last year the conservation organization counted over 4,000 people taking part in its educational programming. Hinkle says that the organization's growth is the reason for hiring its newest member, Chris Fox.
Chris Fox was our most recent hire, and that expanded our full-time staff to 7, which is the largest it's ever been. Currently, we're not hiring anymore. That was a big step for us to open this new position. At the moment, you know, we're sticking with our 7 full-time staff and our one SPIA master's student as our graduate assistant, and then we're working with the staff right now to, you know, enhance our team.
Hinkle says hiring isn't the first time Sycamore Land Trust has expanded its handful of staff members.
2 years ago, we hired our first full-time environmental education director, and that's been a major focus of ours. So sometimes Shane Gibson is our environmental education director, and sometimes he'll work with Chris on certain land stewardship projects and volunteer days that kind of coincide with environmental education. For example, we're doing a monarch butterfly tagging event later this month to help scientists track monarch butterflies and their migration down to Mexico. We'll be tagging the monarchs here, and then when they land in Mexico, scientists will find them and, you know, see how their migration patterns are doing, because it's a species that's facing some threats. And last year, our environmental education program actually reached 4,000 people, which is the biggest it's ever been. A lot of those programs take place in schools, which is a program that we provide for free to schools.
Hinkle says a lot of Sycamore Land Trust work in southern Indiana is dedicated to public outreach and educational opportunities.
So a lot of our environmental education program entails going into classrooms and getting kids outside of the classrooms. We really like to focus on ongoing projects. Our environmental education director, Shane Gibson, will go develop a curriculum that meets the needs of that specific classroom. We try to uphold state standards for education, but he'll work with each individual teacher and see what their class needs. And Shane's great at being flexible. So he'll get there and maybe he was planning on doing reading a book that day or doing part of the native prairie planting that we actually do with schools on their campuses. But, you know, if a class is feeling rowdy or something like that, he'll take them outside and play a game with them that's based on nature, like a predator-prey kind of game. So Shane goes into schools, and that's all across southern Indiana, all the way down to Evansville and up to Bloomington. And then we also do nature hikes and lots of outdoors events that are open to the public, too. And those are listed on our website.
The Land Trust began in Bloomington and is best known for its Bean Blossom Bottoms Nature Preserve in Ellettsville. Hinkle says that Sycamore Land Trust has 16 of the preserves open to the public.
We actually have 16 public nature preserves, and a lot of them are in Monroe County, because that's where we got our start, so it just made sense that we started to acquire land here. But these 16 public preserves are totally free to visit, and they run the gamut of different types of, all different types of habitats. So we've got wetlands and forests and swampy areas and prairies. So if people want to visit our preserves, the best place to go is our website. They can also request a free nature preserve guide that we'll mail to them.
The preserves include 32 miles of trails, which have their own trash pickup and maintenance crews. Hinkle says Chris Fox was hired to take care and maintain the wildlife conservations.
Chris was hired to work with John Lawrence, who's our assistant director. And John has been here for 11 years. He does all sorts of things that assistant directors do. You know, they kind of cover all bases. John has been doing land stewardship for a long time, which is taking care of the properties we own. Chris will be primarily working with him, focused solely on land stewardship, which gives John more time to do all the other administrative activities that he has.
Fox graduated from Indiana University School of Public and Environmental Affairs. He has conducted field research with the Smithsonian and has worked for Franklin County's Soil and Water Conservation District. Hinkle says that their goal is to work to accreditation.
Well, we're always continuing to grow strategically in the land that we hold. We look a lot at owning land. We hold about 4,000 acres in conservation easements, which are contracts that we have with landowners to protect certain conservation assets. But what we like to focus on also is land ownership. So that means that we own the land forever and we protect it. So we do restoration projects and invasive species management and things like that. So really what we're looking to do is just continue being a steward of the land.
This approval has granted them the responsibility of taking care of a total of 9,160 acres across Indiana. The Sycamore Land Trust also helps other organizations with another 10,000 acres through donations and agreements. Each property is visited at least once a year, and Chris Fox will be responsible for maintaining that acreage. Hinkle says that maintenance includes looking out for and dealing with invasive species.
Chris is the land stewardship manager, so what he does at Sycamore is actually visits the properties that we protect and monitors them to see if things are going well, and if they're not, or if there are projects we could do, then he implements those projects. So he leads volunteer days, he monitors invasive species and protected species to try to control those populations in the right direction, and since we have all these conservation easements that we protect with landowners, he has to go to them and make sure that the easements are actually being upheld. So if no logging is allowed on the property, then he has to go and actually make sure that logging is not taking place.
The nonprofit organization owns 50 of the preserves that it protects, and another 35 properties it oversees have an agreement with owners. Hinkle says those agreements total 4,000 acres in easements.
One thing we're going through right now is we're applying for land accreditation, a really intensive process that goes with the Land Trust Alliance that covers the entire country, a process that kind of shows the integrity with which we run our business, including accountability, financial management, conflicts of interest, managing all sorts of things to show that we are working in the best interest of the funds and the land that we're given. We'll continue to work in southern Indiana in the 26 counties that we work in, but accreditation really is just a signal to our donors and other funders and the public that we work with that we are working at the very highest standards. So it's more like a seal of approval, but it takes a lot of work to get there.
Hinkle says one misconception people tend to have about land conservation is that donations are only welcome if donators have a lot of money or a lot of land worth preserving.
One thing I want to clarify is that a lot of people think land trusts are just for landowners and people with lots of money or lots of land that they can donate, which is not at all the case. We are funded and supported, and the volunteers who come here are just mostly just regular people. We have over 1,100 members right now, which are people who annually support us with a gift of $40 or more. We had a campaign this summer where people could give just $20 to become a member. We really want to set the bar at a place where all kinds of people can join and feel like they're a part of land conservation. Conservation is just hugely important to protecting our environment and ensuring that it's going to be healthy in the future, because when we protect land, we protect it forever. And so we really need everyone's support for that.
Recently, the Bean Blossom Bottoms Nature Preserve was recognized by the Society of Wetland Scientists as a Wetlands of Distinction. Discovered in 2012, the preserve is home to Indiana's federally endangered bat.